to Inside the Blue Zone, the student athlete podcast series produced by Spartan Sound Productions at Century Union High School in El Centro, California. I'm your host, Victoria, and today is our first flag football episode. Today, I'm joined by Century Union Spartan flag football players to discuss their season and other thoughts. So here they are. Hey, everybody. I'm Victoria, and I'm here with Varsity Flag Football. If you guys could please introduce yourself by saying your name, grade, and position.
My name is Blanca Suarez. I'm a senior, and I play right slot and safety.
I'm Jayla Connor. I'm a senior. I play left slot and linebacker.
I'm Samantha Reese. I'm a sophomore.
How do you guys feel about starting league next week? Because I know you guys are going up against Vincent for your guys' first home game. How do you guys feel about that, and what are your...
Going into league, I think we're really excited to start playing again, especially on our field. We're very excited for the games coming up. I think we're going to do very well. We've been practicing really hard, and I think our team's coming together nicely.
Yeah, I agree with Ari. We've been really working on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, and I really think we've grown really strong as a team too, and I think we're really ready to come up into the season.
Do you guys have also any individual goals that you guys want to complete this season, or have you guys had any earlier?
I think on defense, especially defense, our goals are to shut down the other team's offense and get as many picks and flagpoles that we can.
An individual goal of mine for the season is to make first team offense or defense.
My goal this year is to really perfect my routes and get in the end zone as much as I can. And
An individual goal for me would probably be my mindset in the game, to definitely work on that and to also work on my position for safety, and also as well to get defense or offensive player of the year.
Okay, awesome. What's your guys' favorite pregame snack or something you guys like to do before the game?
My pregame drink is a Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
My pregame drink is a Blue Gatorade.
My pregame drink is a Dunkin' Refresher.
What's something you guys tell yourself before a game or before practice that helps you guys lock in and just have a good mindset going into game or practice?
I don't really tell myself anything before a game, but I think when we have team prayers before we get into the game, it really motivates us and gives us that strength mentally and physically going into the game and putting our full 100% effort in.
How do you guys balance being a student athlete here at Central while also having to work in the classroom and then after the school day having to work in the field?
Usually it's a bit of a challenge to at the beginning of the season to kind of adjust to the schedule, but teachers are usually very understanding, and I think just managing your time, that helps a lot when you're involved in sports and trying to do good in school.
I would also say it's a bit challenging.
I balance my schedule by asking the teachers questions and staying after school for tutoring.
What's the game you guys are looking forward to the most this season? I know you guys had some challenging games already in the beginning of the season, but going into league, what game are you guys looking forward to the most?
Honestly, I think the game we're all looking forward to this season is the Bell game, just because I feel like our team has improved this season and we stepped into Brawley's level where we're capable of getting the Bell back.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that Bell game is definitely one of the games that we're looking forward to this year, just because I know that we definitely can take it this year, and yeah.
Another game that we're excited to play is City Champs, because City Champs is one of our most popular games. We get a really big audience, and I think it's going to be a really good game this year.
How do you guys feel going into next week's game with, I know, Vincent being a strong team and it also being your league opener? How do you guys feel about that? Are you guys excited? Or
I definitely think Vincent is one of the harder teams to play, but we have played them several times, and I do think we know their strategies and their strong players and what to look out for this upcoming game.
Yeah, they really are a strong opponent, but I believe that we can beat them because we have beaten them before, and this year we have way more athletes, and I just believe that we can definitely beat them, but it does come in with ourselves to believe in that.
I also think they are a very good team, but they are a good team for, like, a reason. And once you figure out kind of their strategies, I think they're very beatable.
I know yesterday you guys did take a loss. And how do you guys bounce back after a loss? Because I know a loss can really affect your mental state, and it could affect your ability to play your best. And how do you guys bounce off of that?
I think we just go over our mistakes and just learn how to do better.
As a team, our coaches always tell us to move on from any loss and to kind of shake it off, focus on the next game. So after a loss, we work on what we need to work on at practice, and we perfect it for the next game so that we don't make the same mistakes.
I know you guys started slowly practicing during May, and I know you guys practiced all summer. How was the off season like? What did you guys do to prepare yourself for the season, and what was your guys' work ethic during the season? Because I know it's really hot here, so how did you guys get through the heat mentally and physically?
The off season training that we had during the summer was really effective because it just prepared us for tryouts and for what was upcoming this season. And we did a lot of workouts, conditioning, and also just that was the time for everyone to practice the basic stuff, the ones that didn't really know how to play flag football. So, I believe it was a big help. And through the heat, it was definitely something difficult because it was really hot. But we just got through it, drinking water as much as we can and just staying hydrated and healthy and everything.
To agree with what Blanca said, off season, like spring and summer ball, like it was really the time to train a new team because like we lost a lot of our team. So like training new girls, teaching them how to play and everything. So by the time that we started taking it a bit more serious into like actually getting closer to season and tryouts, they actually performed very well. And I think they were ready.
Yeah, I definitely think off-season spring training and summer training was a big advantage for us, especially those scrimmages that we had against the other schools just to get a feel of what it's like to play at the varsity level with our new team.
What made you guys join the flag football team here? What brought you guys into flag football? I know it's a brand new high school sport. It's been, for the past 3 or 4 years? And I know it's challenging being a new sport here, and what was your guys' interest in it? What made you guys like flag football?
My brothers and my dad and all my tios used to play football when they were in high school. So it just felt, like, good that I got to, like, relate to them in, like, that aspect. So, yeah.
I do relate to Jayla. My brother did play football when he was in high school, and it was just a really big, like, inspiration to me because I loved seeing him like get all his awards, and it just feels good that I was able to accomplish everything that he did last year by getting offensive of the year and like all league. And yeah,
something that really drew me into the team is how closely the girls bonded over a new sport. It was something that we all like, it was something really important to all of us since it was brand new. And then, like, going into, like, the second year and then right now the third year of the sport.
I think growing up watching football really inspired me. And when I heard that it got brought into high school, I took the opportunity to try out the sport. And then I ended up loving it. And growing new connections with the girls obviously makes you happy staying in the sport or joining the sport.
What has been your guys' favorite moment so far this season and, like, memories? I know you guys have bus rides up there or van rides. And what's been your guys'... I know... Do you guys go eat after the games?
Yes, we do. We stop by 2nd Street.
Okay. So, yeah, what's been your guys' favorite moments?
My favorite memories are in the van because we just spend so much time together and we listen to music and we just get hyped up for the game and we bond by doing that. And us eating after is definitely a good memory too.
My favorite memory this year has probably been all the team bondings that we've done with each other, whether it's in the sport or outside of the sport, and definitely all the bus rides because I just get to bond with the team and I've made a lot of connections this year. And yeah.
My favorite memory has been during a game watching one of our freshmen. Her name's G. Well, we call her G. And, like, she scored, like, she scored, I think it was 55 or 60 yard touchdown. And she was so proud of herself. And, like, I saw her, like, waving at her family and everything. And it was, like, really sweet. And I think that's been my favorite memory because, like, watching her live that, like, it just, like, made me remember, like, how I felt, when, like, the first time, like, I accomplished something, too. So, like, that's been my favorite memory.
Just to say what the other girls basically said, I think spending time, like, those bus rides and outside of the sport, too, inside and outside of sports, especially practice, where we do get that time to bond and really connect with the team, especially the seniors that are taking the underclassmen in and welcoming them in and making them comfortable and creating those close bonds.
That was our last question. Thank you guys for coming out and taking your time and for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.